My name is Vanessa Jalfil. I am 25 years old. I am disabled. I have cerebral palsy, and I struggle with my mental health at times. So if you've come here from Facebook, you know that I initially set up a podcast a couple of months ago that I never really followed through on. So it's been quite a while since y'all heard from me, and for that I'm sorry. Hopefully I can really dedicate myself to the project. But I do kind of want to take it in a new direction. When I initially started the podcast, I was kind of all over the place and wanted to include every interest that I have ever had. And it made it really difficult to focus on nailing down a weekly topic and sticking to it. For now, while we get to know each other, I will be sticking to the two most prevalent things in my life, my mental health and my disability. Over the last 6 or 7 months, long before COVID-19, I had been spending a lot of time having some really heavy conversations with myself about my mental health, my disability, my relationship to myself, my relationship to other people. So now what I would like to do is share some of those conversations with you in a podcast entitled Conversations with Myself. I want to make it very clear, though, that the views, events, emotions, and anything else expressed here are from a single person's perspective. And sometimes that perspective has not left the lens of childhood. I am in no way insinuating that anyone involved acted with clear intention to harm me. My goal is to not slander, attack, or defame anyone involved in the way that I remember a certain event. This is a form of therapy for me. In addition to sharing my experiences, I will do my best to take responsibility for my hand in causing or exacerbating a situation with my own actions. So just a disclaimer there before we get started.
All right, so let's just go ahead and get into it, shall we? Today, what I want to talk about is boundaries. As children, we don't get a lot of opportunities to set boundaries with the adults around us. If you grew up like I did, telling your parents no or walking away from a conversation was grounds for a blowout. I, however, was an explosive little asshole and did the dumb shit anyway. I would always tell my mom no, or just blatantly defy her instructions because I was either angry or wanted to make her angry, or I didn't understand why she was mad and picked a fight. Kid stuff that was blown way out of proportion by a cocktail of abandonment issues, anger management issues, and just plain rudeness. I thought I was being a kid, like every kid tests their parents. I didn't realize that my temper wasn't healthy until I saw it on someone else. But in response to my behavior, my mom would either block me from rolling my chair away or forcibly pick me up from my wheelchair after I've said something to the effect of, "Don't touch me," or "Leave me alone." And let's be honest here, it would either be screamed, demanded, sometimes asked for nicely, not often. And then once I am touched without my permission, because also, let's be real here, she's not going to respect that when she's not being given the proper respect for her own boundaries and for her own role in my life. So once I am touched without my permission, my reaction will be to scream, fight, kick, bite, cry, threaten, anything I can think of to get you off of me. I was horrible. But my mind had me convinced that my disability was being used against me. And I hated it. Being grabbed, being held in place, being physically imposed over, while being visibly disadvantaged in the capacity for self-defense, will bring out the worst in me. So my version of being a kid always caused the same reaction, wherein I was not allowed to establish any boundaries for myself. And again, I do understand that I do not have the right to ask for respect while simultaneously refusing it. I'm very clear that as a child, the reaction was deserved. The problem that I'm having is that the inability to say no to my parents and not have it devolve into being physically imposed over while arguing about the fact that I am being assertive and saying, no, I'm not going to do that, or no, I like to do things this way, or no, I can't have this conversation with you right now. If only one of us is allowed to speak in full sentences, has followed me into adulthood. Excuse me. And the other night, I was forced into a conversation where my father, after saying something really kind of messed up that I felt violated my bodily autonomy, and then turned around and took control of my wheelchair to prevent me from leaving. Right then and there, that angry, hurting, confused, abandoned child took over my mouth, and I said some things that I knew would hurt. I said some things that were half-truths to force him out of my home and allow me some space. And I actually shocked and scared myself just one moment. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm literally talking, so I have to break for water. Where was I? Oh, that I had shocked and scared myself. But at this point in time in my life, I don't believe that those things are indefensible. Am I wrong for deliberately wanting to cause harm and letting myself become a toxic person in someone else's life? Yes, absolutely. However, let's look at the setting here. The conversation was surrounding me, my life, my business, my body. We were in my home. We are both adults now. I have the right to say no. I have the right to not explain to you why I am saying no. I understand that as a parent, you are always going to keep my best interests and care at the forefront of your mind. However, I am not obligated to have a conversation with you that I cannot participate in for whatever reason that may be. Even if that reason is, I just don't want to. If you pursue the subject, I have the right to roll away without wondering if someone is going to weaponize my disability. I have the right to keep that angry, confused, hurting, abandoned shadow girl from wanting to protect me. And that's not exclusive to just being a daughter. It framed the lens in which I see my disability as well. I think as a child, I was just conditioned to accept care as it was offered and be grateful that I was getting it at all, that I'm unwilling to let people go when I attempt to set boundaries and they aren't respected, rather than enforce a consequence for breaking a rule or boundary that I've established within regards to my own personal care. I repeatedly loosen the reins because everybody has their own baggage, and I allow myself to break certain boundaries that I should have established as the person providing employment that leads to a pretty good amount of being taken for granted. But I have the right to expectations regarding my care. I have the right to ask to be prioritized when you've assumed responsibility for my care. I have the right to tell a person how to care for me. I have the right to say no. I have the right to provide consequences for excessive lateness, suspend or fire when my needs are not being met. Nobody owed me anything in childhood, that's true. No one owes me anything now, that's true. If you are unable to address my needs, you are welcome to not accept payment to do so. If I don't feel you are addressing my needs, I have the right to set a boundary to make sure that they are addressed. So that's what I'm working on lately. Clearly explaining boundaries and expectations so that I can reframe my mind around saying no. I, as an adult woman, have the right to protect myself from displaying childhood protective mechanisms. The creation of these mechanisms are not solely to do with the people involved or to be blamed on those of whom they've been used on. I am completely responsible for taking part in toxic behavior to create the situation due to my own inability to effectively communicate my needs and triggers. I no longer live in a child's place. I should no longer handle situations from a child's mindset. Something I tried to say with my dad, which I think the conversation went really well, is I had written down a list of responsibilities that I felt that I was not at present able to handle and asked for them to be taken from me with a few provisions, a few conditions that I know I can handle on my own. Some things that I need from him, which ones are firm, which ones we can discuss further, and how. And now the ball is in his court on how he can come to me with his assistance. And hopefully we can have a conversation about the frame of our relationship. And I can start applying a different connotation to the word no within other relationships as well. So yeah, that's what I've been working on lately, and that's what I've been learning about myself. Tell me a little bit about the way that you're approaching boundaries as an adult in general, or in the scope of a disability, mental illness, whatever the case may be. I will leave a link for voice notes at the bottom, and you can always reach us on Facebook at Conversations with Myself, facebook.com/conversationswithmyself. Just send me a message and I'll be looking forward to it. Thank you so much for listening.